know all about Santa Claus?
He brings presents to all good boys and girls.
Your daddy told you that, didn't he? Well, I tell you something. Santa Claus only brings presents to them that's been good all year. To the ones that ain't done nothing naughty. Doggy.
A Pink Jeans Holiday Special. 2020 edition.
That's for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany, here we are. It's that time of year again. The time that we love to roast the chestnuts.
It's really... Did you introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, I did. I said, it's the time to roast the chestnuts. I'm Rob Schulte.
I'm Brittany. Hi.
Hey, whoa.
I really needed to say my name. Leave the chestnuts out of it, man.
I'm so sorry about the chestnuts.
First things first, we have to acknowledge our Zoom audience who's tuning in from around the world. Hold your applause. You're on mute. Thank you so much for being here.
600 different countries are tuning in.
Yeah. It's like all the time zones and stuff.
It's so hard. It's kind of like the logic of how does Santa or old Saint Nick get to all these countries in one night? He uses Zoom.
Oh, he zoomed right down the chimney.
And that's why I always leave cookies on my keyboard.
Oh.
Yeah, you thought those were crumbs. No.
I thought those were crumblies. Just giant crumbs. Welcome, everyone, to our holiday special. We do this every year, starting last year. And
yes.
It's like, you remember holiday specials, right? There's always like...
I do.
Friends dropping by. We're reflecting on the past year of the dumpster fire that was 2020. And, you know, who knows? Maybe somebody special will come and join us later.
Hey, I hope that they do. Zoom bomb the holiday spesh. That's what I say. Hashtag Zoom bomb the holiday spesh.
And I was talking about Santa, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was talking about Satan is what I meant.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, he is a big fan. He leaves us a 5-star rating and reviews from hell.
Thank you. Burn, baby, burn.
Spooky. Yes. I do think you brought up something very important there. Before we get further, why don't we just address the pandemic in the room, Brittany? We started TV show season 3 right at the beginning of all of this 2020 trouble.
Yes, you were at my home across the country, an 8-hour plane ride away from your home. And we said, get your ass back on the plane before you get quarantined and it ruins our friendship.
Yes. And man, it might have been the smartest thing we were both thinking and afraid to say on day 2.
When people say, what's the secret to your friendship? I'm like, Rob wasn't quarantined with me during the pandemic. I can't say the same for my relationship. Sorry.
Yeah. Mrs. Hard. Columbo and I have just been baking away everything. All the feels. It's just more cookies.
Is baking a code word for like taking turns having mental breakdowns? Never mind. I'm projecting.
I totally understand. Now, Brittany, season 3 of TV show is what it is. I know our fans have all listened to it, and we had some incredible, incredible guests. We were able to get a guest on every single episode.
It was a journey, but it happened. I'm better for it.
Aren't we all? But you know who else is better for it?
Who?
our friend, well, you've got a little nickname for him.
Tim Barnes! Tim!
Yes!
Tim Barnes!
He has this to say.
Hello, Rob and Brittany. This is Tim Barnes talking to you through my mask outdoors in the streets of Brooklyn to say happy holidays. I know this has been such a crazy time, and I know that your show is bringing joy to people, and that's all that that really matters. So, it's time for me to cross the street. All right, bye.
Ah, that was great. I loved Tim.
There's such a reason why I loved him, and that's it.
Yeah, he's wearing a mask. He compliments us, but really, He's one of the funniest people out there and genuine. Love the guy.
He really is. Love him with all my heart. It's totally appropriate.
It is.
You know, it's not appropriate.
What?
Well, okay, maybe I just was using that as a segue to talk about our other podcast, Pumpkin Spice Podcast.
You are a professional.
Professional segue. Hey, that company is going out of business, right? They're stopping making segues.
They revolutionized how we were traveling, and now they decided to take it all away from
2020
us.
Has just been a... Nah! Those weren't words. Sorry for the translator, transcriber.
You know, doing more than one podcast during a pandemic, some folks might say, is crazy talk. Why only crazy people would do that?
Well, and that's how I would describe our podcasts are crazy talk.
I would have to agree with those critics.
We should just rename all of our podcasts to Crazy Talk.
Crazy Talk. I can't even finish it.
You can't.
I do feel like the hectic nature of being thrust into the pandemic while doing TV show season 3 helped us figure out how to do way less episodes of Pumpkin Spice Podcast this year.
That's right.
And
that's right.
We really knocked it out of the proverbial park, I would say, with a solid 4 spooky episodes.
And, you know, some bonus episodes thrown in there. But we did Candyman, the OG. We did Night of the Living Dead, not the OG.
The 1990G. And then we did a Poltergeist, little flash in the pan there, little ghost in the closet where you had seen the movie and I had not.
I know.
That was fun.
I marked my calendar.
And then, we threw it all in one big cauldron and, watched The Craft at the end, and it came out to a nice little, pumpkin spice soup.
It really was. It was toasty. It really, hit the spot. Why are we talking about soup? Are you hungry?
I just had chili, which is kind of close to soup. Oh. Chunkier soup.
Yeah. Oh, but look who it is. It's my friend and yours, Rusty Blazenhoff. She sent us a message. Thanks for crashing the Zoom, Rusty. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, kids. It's Rusty Blazenhoff. Thank you so much for having me on the TV show this year. It was definitely a highlight of 2020. True story. Brittany, Rob... A very happy holidays to you both.
Ah, Rusty. I'm so happy that I got to meet Rusty this year. She's so fun, and I just love her e-zine. I subscribe to it, read it every week. This is a blast.
Oh, yeah, Rusty's Electric Dreams. I love it. I read it every week. The links are just, like, where else can you find links like that?
You would have to do a lot of hard work that she does to put into such a great... easing. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. But I do have to say, oh my gosh, look out!
Hi, I'm Richard Dean Anderson. On behalf of the entire cast and crew of MacGyver, I'd like to wish you all the best of holidays and a happy new year!
That was a close one. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for looking out, man.
I didn't even know MacGyver could crash into a Zoom on a rope with explosions.
It's 2020. Anything can happen, apparently. So, Rob.
Yes.
You started a new podcast. Tell me everything.
Well, quarantine does crazy things to us all, and sometimes you just sit there and you binge Vanderpump Rules over and over again, and you go, you know what? I have to talk into a microphone about this. And I don't even know if I told you this part yet, Brittany, but here's a fun little thing. Back when we were allowed to go on tour, I was on tour with Ben and Adam of The Greatest Generation and Friendly Fire, and we were just sitting in the green room at one point, and I was just like, man, if I ever had a Vanderpump Rules podcast, I would totally call it Vanderpump Robs. And Ben just like sat down his pita and hummus that he was having and slowly turned around to his chair and said, that is a podcast that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And we were all, you know, silly and joking. And then I, you know, binged the season again and was like, let's do it. Let's try it out. So I tried it out. And season 1 of Vanderpump Robs is out now. And Season 2 is in production.
When is the release date for season 2? I can't wait.
It's going to be mid-January 2021.
Well, at least there's one thing we can look forward to in the new year.
That's the truth. That is so true. Hey, but speaking of Vanderpump Robs and Vanderpump Rules, we have another special guest Zoom bombing in. It's a friend of the podcasts, all of the ones we do, and I will soon introduce you to her here right now. It is a good friend, Sheena.
Oh my God, I had so much fun on Vanderpump Robs earlier this year. Happy holidays, everyone.
What an angel.
It's all happening. Sheena Zoom bombed. Rusty, Tim, everyone's just the sweetest can be. I love the holidays. Brittany, another big thing that happened this year was someone asked us to help make them a podcast, which Pink Jeans Productions can do. This is from our good friend John DeVore, who's obsessed with the movie Dune. He wanted to start a podcast where he calls his friend Jordan and he just talks about Dune. And it's called The Dune Conversations, and it got made.
It's fun. It's funny. It's a nice way to pass the time. And oh my gosh, our friend John DeVore's here right now. John!
Whoa!
Happy holidays, Rob and Brittany. It is I, John DeVore. I just wanted to wish you all like the best. It's been a crazy year. This year has been a wicker man full of shit set aflame. But one of the bright spots was my friendship with both of you, you more, Brittany, and the fact that I've been able to work with you all on a brand new podcast called The Dune Conversations with John and Jordan. Just sneaking a little promo in there, just trying to make you too proud. You know, it's not that bad of a promo or obnoxious of a promo because Pink Jeans is producing it, so that's great. It's a mini-series about 1984's Dune, David Lynch's infamous movie about giant worms based on Frank Herbert's super trippy political sci-fi book. I'm obsessed with the movie. Not that many people love it. And I call up my good friend Jordan Hoffman, who is a film critic who has taste and knows things, and he listens to me babble and we talk about movies because we love movies. And I know you guys love movies and podcasts and me, and I love you. Happy holidays. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. 2021 better be good, man. I have a good feeling about it. And one reason is because I know you two will be around. Talk to you soon.
Well, John always has something very unique to say.
I love that John only looks at speaker view. It's like we should actually do a follow-up of the Dune conversations and make it the Zoom conversation. And it's John just talking to himself because, you know, he's only looking at his own self on the screen. Love you, John. Hey, we have a nice little present of an announcement. Do you want to tell them the secret? It's not a secret. It's just not public knowledge yet.
We have been doing our podcast for multiple years now, and it's been one of those things where it's a labor of love. We love doing it. We love having fun. We love hopping behind the mic, but someone else has also acknowledged that love and are like, you two have got it. And that is the Heavy Metal Magazine.
That's right.
Heavy Metal Magazine has been around since the 70s and now have a pretty big online presence and are starting a podcast network, and they want Pumpkin Spice Podcast and a TV show on their network that starts next year. And we're in.
We already signed the contract in blood.
And lightning was striking as I signed in blood. It was all very epic.
I'm like, is this an omen?
I think I'm going to get an airbrushed van.
It's so exciting. It's really exciting. Yeah. It felt very validating. I feel good about it. I feel good about it. You know what else I feel good about? My brother, Graham, and his wonderful wife, Shauna McGarry. My brother does not get a last name because you just have to infer that Brittany High's brother is going to be named Graham High. Whatever. Do the math.
Yeah, come on.
Anyway.
You should know this, audience.
Both of them were on the season 3 of the TV show. And on separate episodes, but you know what? They said, next time we want to do it together. And I said, you know what? You get to have whatever you want. You deserve it. You're amazing.
Yes.
Don't ever change. Okay. And
I would never want them to change.
Please don't change. Guys, if you're listening to this, don't ever change.
Check behind your couch because we've left a little present for you over there.
That's right. Don't you ever change. But for real, they are crashing in right now. Let me accept them into the Zoom room because they're in the waiting room right now. But I'm going to click accept and here they are. Oh my gosh, what do they have to say?
Hi, Brittany. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys.
It's Shauna and Graham.
It's a musical household over here.
We just wanted to wish you happy holidays the best way we know how.
And just sing ye old Christmas or holiday carols.
So we're going to sing Silent Night, right? That's what we decided,
yeah.
Honey?
Okay.
Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Holy night.
No, honey, that's the wrong song.
No, that's the night one.
I'm singing the Silent Night. I'm singing the right song. You're singing the wrong song.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't matter.
I don't even like that one.
It's really somber. Let's do the Christmas tree one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And we have to practice that one too. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Graham. Okay.
Not all Christmas songs start with O.
I
think you've got the O in your head. Like,
I think it's classic. I think it is fine. Okay, never mind.
They're both, it's all kind of overdone.
So.
What about that one we were singing in the car the other day? We
had the lyrics. The one that came on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down. Any place but those I know by heart. Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down. I'll follow you down, but not that far. I think he committed suicide, that guy.
I thought he drank himself to death.
Oh. Anyway, happy holidays. Stay positive.
Love you.
Wow.
You guys.
They really know how to make us blush.
They really do. They know how to make us just scream internally in our hearts. Thanks, angels. Why is everybody such an angel? What did we even do to deserve this?
I really don't know.
I sure as freak am not on the nice list.
Your stocking's full of coal.
Well, that's for something else. Oh, we'll offline this conversation. There's a lot of peering eyes. Anyway, wait a second. Is that what I think it is?
I think it just may be.
What?
Is that the man himself? The big red suit?
Santa? Wait, it looks like...
His beard is less white and more dark brown.
And he looks so young. Older than us, but definitely young. Because even if you're older than us, you could still be young because we're very, very young, you know?
Yeah, we're 22. And life to go.
Right. And Jeremy! Is that you? You look amazing! You look great in red!
Yes. Oh, and it's Mr. and Mrs. Jeremy Claus.
Oh.
They're here. They want to sing a song? Your mic's muted, but you're holding up your guitar.
Yeah, your mic's muted, but as soon as you're ready to play, I will unmute you. Are you ready? Okay. 7, 6, just kidding. 3, 2, 1.
Well, away up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends a whole year working out of his sled. It's the little Saint Nick.
Brittany, I just got to say that, like, it is a pleasure doing these podcasts with you. You're my best pal. The holidays are a time for giving, and I am giving a big old virtual Zoom hug and high five to the best podcast partner a friend could have. This is... What a season, you know?
Oh, who are you talking about? You're sorry.
You?
Oh my gosh, Rob, I feel exactly the same way. Actually, verbatim. And I'm wearing my Jesse Spano I'm so excited for Christmas sweatshirt that you gave me. So this is the time for giving compliments and gifts, and I so appreciate that about you. Thank you, Rob. It really is a privilege and an honor, and I'm not just saying that because Santa's still probably tracking my progress. I really do mean that.
He's like your Fitbit for goods and nice and naughties.
That's right. Don't tell.
Yeah.
Naughties.
Well, I've had enough eggnog.
Yeah, yeah. You've had plenty of eggnog. Get the lampshade off your head, man. You're being crazy.
Well, I guess everyone needs to stay tuned, because we got some fun new stuff happening next year, as we have alluded to already.
Yeah.
Brittany.
What?
You know that people can go to pinkjeansproductions.com to see any of those news updates.
That's right.
I really, really just say, ho, ho, ho. This has been a fart noise of a year, but we have made it extra special for each other and hopefully some of our listeners.
That's right. Or all of our listeners. Anyway,
yes.
Thanks for listening. You're precious to us in ways we will never be able to describe. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Woo!